This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
What a ride it has been for Hillsboro in the 2018-2019 season.
Rupert, quarter pocket three, yes, for Aubrey Rupert.
Meyer, open, 4-3. Kindly, yes.
Right corner.
Around and down for Jade Scroggins along two.
Rebound down to Midwest Central. Now they lose it. Harston rips it away. Gets it off to Rupert. Bounce pass. Sammy, yes. And the foul.
She is now the 13th all-time leading scorer in the state of Illinois.
Matouche, open. 4-3. Buried it. Oh, Sammy with 22.
She is now 12th all-time in the state in terms of career scoring, and what a big three ball that is.
5 seconds. The Toppers will play in the state semifinals on Friday night. Hillsboro headed to the Final Four.
Well, thank you very much, along with Terry Tote, Tim Mize, and Terry, we got ourselves a packed house this morning.
Well, if we send everybody back out and charge them $5 a head, we're going to make a little money today.
Not as much as they made at that Hillsboro sectional.
No, that's for sure. I tell you what, the folks at Redbird Arena liked the Hillsboro crowd that day. That's for darn sure.
That crowd on Friday night for their semifinal game, that was the biggest crowd any school had for either of the two classes all weekend.
I don't know that I've seen that many people at Redbird Arena for one school. I'll be honest with you.
Full sections.
Yeah, that was terrific.
It was terrific. So head coach Brett Teakin has joined us in studio, and he's brought along a good portion of his Lady Toppers. And Teak, as you've had about a week here to process the season, and more importantly, kind of process the postseason run, what are some of the things that stand out to you?
Oh, it just all runs together whenever you start thinking about it. Probably the thing that I remember most is watching the girls after the games and the excitement that they had and moving on from sectionals onto super sectionals and getting to play in Redbird Arena. That's what I'm going to take from it.
Yeah, it was quite the ride. And we got a handheld mic here, so we'll start with Jay just so we can go around the horn. Just kind of introduce yourself and maybe your finest memory of the season. Jade, first.
Okay. Hey, I'm Jade Scroggins, and I would have to say my finest moment of the season was probably when we beat Greenville in that sectional to go to super sectionals.
That's a good one.
I'm Kylie Meyer, and my favorite part of the season was being the only team to beat Greenville and doing it twice.
There we go. Also, that might be a consistent theme.
I think we're building on that theme here,
I'm Sheridan Lila, and that was also one of the highlights of the season. But my favorite part was definitely winning super sectionals, going to state whenever the whole student section just stormed the court around us.
Hi, I'm Aubrey Rupert, and probably my favorite memory was definitely going to state again for the third time. It was pretty cool.
I'm Nikaya Harston, and one of my favorite moments was probably the first time we beat Greenville because they hadn't been beat all season.
My name is Claire Tester, and my favorite moment was in regional, sectional, and super sectional when all the students stormed the floor.
I'm Macy Blankenship, and my favorite moment was when we definitely won super sectionals and went to state.
I'm Haley Major, and probably my favorite memory was just being able to make it to state with these lovely ladies.
My name's Sammy Matouche, and my favorite memory is playing in the Pleasant Plains game because of all the excitement of the triple overtime.
And when I told you guys off the air that I went back, and we're going to have some of the junior high moments from the senior class coming up a little bit later, but I did not realize you beat Pleasant Plains in the championship game in seventh grade, and then you beat them in triple overtime your senior year in high school. So I guess, Sammy, you first. Did it dawn on you when you were playing Plains in the sectional, did you realize or think about, wait a minute, you played these guys in seventh grade?
Okay, honestly, yes, I did. Because we also played them in eighth grade, too. It was like our game before we went to the championship.
And I know that, when you're in junior high, it's not the same type of kids, because they had different kids on their team
right.
at the varsity level. But it was just kind of weird how it worked out. And then for the sectional game to go the way that it did, it was your second triple overtime game of the year, for goodness sake. So when you were playing in the second triple overtime game, was there anything that you thought back about that first triple overtime game? Like, we've been here before.
Well, you see, I fouled out in the first time.
Oh.
So, I mean, I didn't have to work as hard because I was out of the game.
Aubrey, I know you hit a big shot in that first triple overtime game against Breeze Central, but the intensity and the atmosphere that night against Pleasant Plains, that was about as raucous as a crowd can get that night. Just talk a little bit about the energy in the gym and that triple overtime against Plains.
Well, my intensity, my emotions were, like, really high, and I was like, oh, gosh. Like, we've been here before, and we lost it last time, and I was like, I'm not losing it this time. Like, we're going to beat this, and we're going to play Greenville again, and we're going to win a sectional, and we're going to go to state. Like, that was my goal, but.
And then whoever wants to talk next, but when Jaquino banked in the three at the end of the second overtime, the radio edit version of went through your mind was what?
I was like, how in the heck did that go in? Like, come on, I thought we had this one, but I just realized that we had to go into another overtime and keep up the intensity and win it all over again.
And Kylie, you hit a lot of huge shots down the stretch in the postseason. Is there one in particular that stands out to you as you look back on it?
I'd say the one against Greenville just stands out to me because that game I wasn't shooting well, and then hitting that shot, like, really helped out in the game.
And then, Jade, you had to step up at the end of that Plains game in the third overtime and knock down a couple of big three free throws. And I guess that's why you shoot the free throws at the end of practice when you're tired.
Yes, I would say so. We also have a few, like, drills, I guess you could say, on free throws, and those help as well. Just you got to do the same thing over and over. It's a mindset.
It is a mindset. And I guess, Deke, you probably have to – I mean, that's why you prepare – for moments like that, and you hope as a coach that you prepared the kids to where they have that mentality when they step up in a pressure situation.
Yeah, we try to do some things where they just get into a rhythm, and it's not that the moment isn't any bigger than another moment, and we try to put some pressure on them whenever they shoot free throws in practice, where they'll either have to run if they don't make a certain number, or they compete against one another on different ends of the court with one-on-ones. So we do some things to try to put a little bit of pressure on them in practice. It's not going to be the same as a game, but hopefully it helps a little bit.
You guys don't like running in practice?
Yeah. Roop loves running lines, right? Right. Okay. Teague, one thing that, you know, you've been there, done this before, both as a player and as a coach before. So what were a few of the things that you shared with these young ladies about getting themselves in the right frame of mind, once you knew you were going to Redbird Arena?
Well, tried to kind of prepare them for what it was going to be like, because whenever you go up there on Thursday, Thursday is just crazy. You're going, being pulled different directions all the time, and I tried to prepare them for that best I could from what I remembered doing it. Now, whenever I played, it wasn't quite the same, but whenever we went in 06, to try to let them know you're going to be interviewed, you're going to have your pictures taken, you're going to have to do all this, we got a half hour on the court, and it just all, they're running you around all over the place. So those were the things that I was trying to prepare them for the most, was more so on Thursday than the games themselves.
I think, you know, for me, having the privilege to be up there, Thursday was a fun day, you know, because you're in Redbird. There's no fans there, so it's just the teams and the coaches, and that's really it. And it was a long day in Redbird Arena, but we'll take the microphone back across here. And for you guys, you're going to remember lots of different things, but on that Thursday, just kind of talk about what that experience was like, any way you want to take it.
I personally thought it was amazing. Like, I had, even though, like, you have, of course, like, put us on the radio, and then we've had interviewers from, like, St. Louis or Springfield talk to us, it was something that, like, we've never experienced before. It was amazing. And at first, the interviewers and the photographers and the people who were going to, like, put us on air, so say, and, like, film us to be up on the big screen, they were all saying, like, what should get done first. And then they were, the tour guides, like, well, they're not going to know where to go if we don't give them a tour. So it was just kind of funny to see them all, like, talk about whose job they wanted to get done first and was more important. And I just felt like, dang, we're, like, pretty famous right now. Like, they're arguing over us. But, yeah, it was amazing, like. I don't know, nothing can compare to it.
Yeah,
I agree with Jade. Like, when we walked in, it was just, like, an amazing feeling, seeing the court and being like, wow, we actually, like, made it here. And then they do make you feel like you're famous because you walk in and they're like, we need your picture. We need to talk to you. And then the starting five got to do this little video thing that went up on the big screen. And I thought that was really cool. I was really excited about that. And just everything we did, it was so cool.
And Sheridan, you were like the official Topper spokesman for the weekend.
Yeah, definitely. I did a sports, like, sportsmanship thing to go up on the big screen, and that was pretty cool. But when we walked into the gym, it was just, like, an amazing atmosphere that, like, honestly, I've never felt anything like that. It just took your breath away when you walked in because you're, like, everything's so big. And teams were already practicing on the court, so it was cool to see that. And then when we stepped on the court for our 30-minute practice, it was completely different with all the lights. It just felt like you were so isolated, like, on the court by yourself. And you really didn't even notice, like, anything that was going on around you. And then whenever we went to the banquet, that was awesome. Like, they had a nice meal set up, and it was so fancy. And I talked on the stage and introduced all the ladies and their numbers and everything.
And got to go Toppers in, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I got to go Toppers in. Some teams weren't very happy about that, but.
I know that we went to state in 7th and 8th grade, but state in high school is totally different.
Yeah.
It's on a whole nother level. Cause we walked in like the back, like the VIP backstage, you know, and I just felt like I was going to a concert or something. And we got to go like behind the walls and stuff. And then whenever we got on the court, I was like, I never really thought that I'd ever play on this court. Cause whenever we went to state in 7th and 8th grade, we'd watch from the stands. Mm-hmm. And like, I mean, it was my dream to always, like, play on the court at least once, and we got to play on it twice, and I thought it was pretty cool.
Awesome.
Walking into Redbird Arena and just, like, seeing everything was like, whoa, we actually get to play here? And then she showed us, like, the tour of the locker room and how we get to run out and how it echoes. She's like, just make a lot of noise, intimidate the other teams. That was kind of funny. And then when we were out practicing on the court and you're, like, going up for a layup, you just get, like, blinded by all the bright lights coming down at you.
So as soon as you walked in, there were a bunch of people, and we walked in through, like, the VIP area, like Aubrey said, and it just made you feel like you're some big basketball player coming in to play. And we got to do the starting five, got to do this cool video, which is really cool because the NCAA always gets to do it. And you got on the court, and it was so much hotter because the lights are so bright. It was just a great experience.
The whole thing was just amazing. Like, people talk about it and stuff, but you don't really know, like, until you experience it. And you get out there, and everything's just so much bigger than you imagined, and it's just crazy out there. So before we got to go to Redbird Arena that Thursday morning, we actually got sent off by the high school, which was pretty cool, and then we were headed to Beckemeyer, going to go through the vans, through the circle, but the girls decided to get out and high-five all the kids, and honestly, it was so cool. Like, there was, I don't know, like a whole bunch of kids standing in front of the circle, and we got out just high-fiving them, and it looked like we were, like, freaking famous, and I was like, is this really for us? Like, it was so, like, cool to see, and they had, like, little cheers going, and we got, like, posters from them, and it was so cool to see, like, the whole community, and, like, especially these little kids, like, know who we are just from, like, people talking about us. And it was a really cool experience.
And I heard the most common theme in the poster was, thanks for getting us a day off school.
It very was, and they all said that. And then one that stood out to most was one little girl put boys drool and girls roll, which that was a thing in our van that was a big laugh on the way up to Bloomington.
So playing on, like, the Redbird Arena court is, like, every little kid's dream, and I used to go up every single year since, like, 6th grade, and it was just, like, a completely different experience knowing that we would actually get to play on the big court, like, we were one of the big dogs, too.
And on that Thursday, I remember before you were getting ready to shoot the three-pointer, Sammy, you were frantically looking for your lucky headband.
It was ponytail.
Yes, yes, yes.
It was in my shoe. I found it. It's okay.
We need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. We'll come back with more with the Hillsboro Lady Hilltoppers talking about their fourth place finish in state when Sports Saturday rolls on.
And the Lady Dragons of Hillsboro are going to be the IESA Class 3A, 7th grade state basketball champions. Flames will inbound the basketball on the baseline. 2-1, game over! Dragons champions in 2013! 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and how about back-to-back championship? Yes, indeed! Yes, indeed! The final, Hillsboro 46, Eureka 40, and the Class 3A 8th grade state basketball championship belongs to the Dragons of Hillsboro.
All right, we're here with the Lady Toppers outside Redbird Arena as the fire alarm has been pulled, so might as well just stand outside on a chilly day. Aubrey, did you do it?
Yeah.
You got that guilty look on your face.
Yeah, I pulled it on accident. I might have bumped it.
Now, you guys were just joking. Let's do a WSMI report, so be careful what you ask for because it might just happen. Now, Nakia, what did you do and why did you do it?
Aubrey made me.
Now, Kylie, are you cold out here?
I am freezing.
At least you have pants on.
That's a good call. Now, Sammy, you were getting prepared for the three-point shootout, and now you're standing out here. Do you think this will cool you off?
No, sir.
I have to say something. I think the fire trucks are here because they know Sammy's about to be on fire out there.
Oh! Jade Scroggins, thoughts?
I think she's going to kill it in the gym. This is just God's way of saying she needs to cool down because she's going to get overheated later, so.
Now, Claire Tester, as you stand out here on this nice, chilly day, you're probably happy to be outside and not in that warm gym, right?
Oh, yeah, I was burning up in there.
Now, you guys just got done with your practice on the floor. That had to be a lot of fun, didn't it, Sheridan?
Oh, yeah, it was a blast getting ready for tomorrow.
Being blinded by the bright lights.
Just a different feel down there. Like, you played on a college floor on Monday, but did it feel different being at Redbird Arena? I'll just go around the horn.
Yeah, I did.
For sure, it's a lot bigger.
Yeah, all the lights are really intense.
Bigger, more crowd, or bigger crowd, and brighter.
Yeah, a lot brighter. Bigger, better, and hotter.
There's definitely a lot more space, and the stands look amazing because there's plenty of room for a lot of people, and just the atmosphere feels like, wow, we finally made it here.
All right, we've killed the time. The fire's over. We can go back in. All right, so there you go. That's what we did while we waited for the fire alarm to be taken care of at Redbird Arena, and that was just kind of one of the things we'll go back around. We'll start with you, Sammy, as everything's on a schedule at the state tournament. So with that little delay, that really puts you in a crunch after the three-point contest to get to that banquet in time.
Yeah, I got dressed in under 4 minutes. I think that's a record.
You were in a dead sprint into the hotel and down to the banquet hall.
I didn't even use the elevator. I ran up the stairs.
Oh, man. Wow, I would always take time to use the elevator. Haley, what was that banquet like? That was a really neat experience.
It was. When we walked in, there was a bunch of tables, and it was all, like, so fancy, and I was, like, walking in and go, our team is not going to have a good time with fancy and stuff because we are a big, like, funny people. Like, I know sitting there, like, we're all, like, messing around, kind of being fun, and everyone's like, shh, you got to be quiet. Like, you can't act like this here. Like, and then Aubrey just kept making everyone more laugh and laugh. It was so funny. Like, but being with that experience was really cool, and like Sheridan calling us our names and like everyone looking at us kind of again like felt like we're famous like all over again.
I think I made the biggest mess of the night. I was spilling drinks and having food flying off my plate. I had a heck of a time. Macy, as you were at that banquet, it really was a fancy night. And, you know, you had the Redbird practice, but then when you're sitting there in a room with every single player who's going to participate in the state tournament, maybe at that point it's like, this is happening.
Yeah, it just felt like it was really real once we got to the banquet and got to see everybody there. And Sheridan went up and announced us, and it was like, wow, this is actually happening.
And then, Claire, whether you want to talk about the fire alarm going off or the banquet, I'll leave it up to you. But the whole day was just kind of a whirlwind.
Well, as soon as the fire alarm went off, everyone was like, oh, no, now we're going to be late to the banquet. We won't be looking good. And at the banquet, it was like I was sitting in the room, and I just realized, like, someone in here is going to be the state champion for 2A. And I was like, it could be us. It was just so surreal.
Tim, I find it interesting when you mentioned the fire alarm that, you know, everybody was worried about the banquet, but nobody was worried about the fact that the darn place might burn down. You know, we have no place to play a state tournament, for God's sake.
There was no smoke. Yeah, we stood in there for a number of minutes with the alarm going off. It was just like background noise. And like, oh, they're making us leave.
Well, our dressing
for the banquet was a little off, okay? So they're like, in our group chat, they're like, everyone dressed like nice and fancy, or no, not fancy, casual, my bad. And so I was like, well, I don't have anything like that casual, so I'll just bring a dress. So I bring a dress, everyone else is wearing jeans, like on the team, and then we get down there, everyone on the other teams is wearing dresses, and I'm the only one in the dress from our team, so we looked a little bit underdressed there, but it was okay, because there was a couple people that were, like, dressed down, but they weren't dressed down like us, you know?
Yeah, the term casual can be kind of a open-ended term.
Yeah, that's probably why I wore a dress.
As most of you know, I don't really wear dresses. So I'm just like the jean type of girl, and I just put like a little polo on. And I knew we were going to be dressed like down. I knew everybody else had a dress on, and I was like, there's no way I'm wearing a dress. Like, there's no way.
What does it take to get you into a dress then? Prom? Homecoming?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, man. When it happened.
I mean, when I was younger, I used to get punished. Like, whenever I got in trouble, I used to have to wear a dress to school. And, like, I couldn't do that because at recess, I always played football with the boys. So, like, I had to wear, like, spandex underneath and put, like, pants on underneath so I can go play with the boys.
So, like, whenever the fire alarm went off, T-Town was practicing on the court, and I was like, I look over at Kylie, and I'm like, it sounds like a fire alarm, but it's, like, really quiet. It definitely would be louder if we needed to leave. So we're sitting there watching T-Town practice, getting ready to watch Sammy for the three-point contest, and all of a sudden T-Town stops practicing. We're like, what the heck? They still have 20 minutes to go. Why are they, like, not practicing? And then someone comes on the microphone, and they're like, everyone needs to evacuate the building. So we go up, and we're like, this is a big area. How do we even get out? Like, do we need to get out of the door? Do we need to get out of the stadium? What do we need to do? So then we finally went out the door. We talked to you. And then I was like, great. Sammy's going to be all flustered for her three-point contest. She's going to be rushing around. She doesn't like to be rushed. But then she went out and killed it. So that was really exciting to see. And then there was a tie for other people in the three-point contest. So we stayed and watched that, which made us, like, only have 5 minutes to get ready for the banquet. So we were all stressing about that. We walked down, like, to go to the banquet, and we're like, oh, that romper's so cute that girl has on. That dress is so cute. And then we looked down, I'm like, dude, we're in jeans. I'm like, oh, crap. But we went to the banquet, and it was really fancy. And like they said, I went up there and announced them, and they had, like, highlights from every team season. It was all 1A and 2A in there, so it was cool to see everyone's highlights and our own.
I thought the fire alarm was hilarious because, like, everyone heard it, and we were all just sitting there not thinking anything about it. And then, like Sheridan said, T-Town was out there practicing, and they had, like, 20 minutes left, and then they stopped, and we were all like, why are they stopping? And then when they told us to get out, we all just went upstairs in the lobby, and they're like, no, you need to get out. And we're like, oh, okay. And then the banquet, I think, was awesome because, like they said, like, everyone in the same room, that's just an amazing feeling. And, like, they really stress sportsmanship at state, and I feel like that was just awesome for us to be together and to see each team's highlight video and then see their players. So that was really cool.
Well, if you didn't know, I'm the ditzy one out of everyone on this team. So I'm just sitting there watching the Topless's practice. And like Sheridan said, most of us heard the sound of the fire alarm. We just didn't really connect it. So there's like this sound in the background. We're just watching the practice. And then the team gets off the court and everyone starts standing up and they start walking down the stairs. And I'm like, where are you guys going? Like, are y'all going to take a bathroom break or what are you doing? And they're like, the fire alarm's going off, and I go, is that what that is? It's been going off for a while now. Why are we just now getting up? So then we got up and went outside. But, yeah, that kind of crammed time for, like, Sammy and Rashid and us going to the banquet, and it kind of seemed like a huge rush. But the banquet actually isn't what I expected. It was way more fancier, which isn't a bad thing. That made me feel like, ooh, I'm going to be sophisticated now. But and they also had, like, cloth napkins and our silverware wrapped in it, and I was like, ooh, dang, like, I cannot use that. That is too fancy. I don't want to get dirty.
Well, we had a conversation at our table. What's this third fork for?
Oh, yeah,
I read this manners book when I was in, like, first grade, and it had it in the back of it, but I couldn't remember it. I wasn't any help. I was like, I don't know, it's just the other one for everything.
And I guess what caused the fire alarm to go off was, and I guess the starters could speak to this, that there was some sort of television production that they did with smoke.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess they set that up right under the fire.
Okay, that makes sense.
And then eventually it went off.
I still think it was Aubrey.
It might
have
been.
No, she's going to be coy to the day she dies. We need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. Back with more with the Lady Hilltoppers following these messages on Sports Saturday.
Here comes Plains. Crazy. Off to Long. Three. Blocked at the horn, and we will have overtime. Off to Frazee with five. To midcourt, not quite with two. Chiquito at the horn. Blocked by Matouche, and how about double overtime? Gots to have these tosses. Toppers lead by one. Free throw for Matouche. Good. A two-point lead for the Toppers. If she misses this, bad things could happen. She got it. 17 for Sammy. Three-point lead. Will we have triple overtime, or is Hillsborough going to be sweet in 2019? Chiquito for three in the tie. Oh, she banked it in. My goodness. And we will have triple overtime. Plains gets the midcourt without the clock running. Chiquito, desperation three. Missed it. Off the backboard. One. That's it. The Toppers are sweet in 2019 after a triple overtime victory over Pleasant Plains. 100-second sectional final. 1-point lead for Greenville. Meyer for three. Got it! Kylie Meyer! Desperation deep. There it is. The Toppers have done it. They are Elite Eight bound in 2019 as Hillsborough wins the sectional on their home floor. The only team to beat Greenville all year long, the Hillsborough Hilltoppers, and they did it twice.
They most certainly did, and it seems, Terry, that that was the fondest memory for these ladies.
Well, yeah, but I think as time goes along here, and in the years past, they're going to look back and they're going to remember little specific things, you know, the fire alarm, the first time they walked into the arena. I think, you know, no one has addressed at this point what it felt like to be introduced in front of a packed, you know, Hillsborough section once the game, just before the game started. I mean, the crowd was going absolutely crazy. And you know, to be introduced to the entire arena there, what was that like? I mean, didn't you just about have goosebumps all over, Jay?
Yeah, it was very exciting. Just the support we got from them and seeing all the orange, black, mm-hmm. and white, and it was just a huge section. And I knew that.
How loud were they?
Oh, they were really
because
loud.
Because they sounded loud on the radio.
Yeah, they were extremely loud. And I heard that for the people that couldn't make it and were watching at home on TV could tell that even the crowd there was loud because on TV they seemed loud. So that's amazing.
When we played at Hillsborough for our sectional, they had to split up the student section because they wanted it to be fair for both teams. And our student section was not happy with that because they wanted to take up the whole space, and honestly, they could if they wouldn't have blocked it off because our stands were full, and just seeing everyone from the community at our game was incredible. There was not, you could not see any bleachers, like, it was packed, and it was so loud, I could not hear anyone. I was trying to yell at my teammates on the court, they couldn't hear me, and there were so many people there, and it was smaller than Redbird Arena, but honestly, it felt like there was more people there because it's such a smaller area, so it's a lot louder. Like, when we were on Redbird Arena, the court's, like, separated from the crowd, so it doesn't feel as big. Well, it feels big, but
different type of big.
Yeah, right. And, like, at Hillsborough, it's like all the fans are right there, and it was amazing.
Yeah, definitely at Redbird Arena, you would look to the left during our first game on Friday, and all you saw was orange and black, and then you look to the other side, and there was, like, no one whatsoever.
People
like
just the seats.
Because, because you have, like, assigned seats at Redbird Arena, so Hillsborough was all in one section in one corner, And then there was no one really from Marshall there. There were a few fans, but, I mean, they were loud for however many was there.
They were drowned out by the toppers, though, all night long.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Whenever, like, doing the starting five, shaking their hands and everything, it's kind of hard to, like, hear even what, like, Teak was saying in the huddle. We had to, like, really crowd around and, like, see what he was saying during timeouts. But during starting five, especially with the Hillsborough fans cheering and the microphones announcing everyone, it was really cool to just, like, even with, like, the music in the background, it was cool to, like, shake their hands and do, like, our handshakes one last time, especially on, like, a huge floor. And I think I kind of, like, picked up a little swag and, like, a little attitude while I was there because, I mean, you have to act tough and, like, act hard whenever you see, like, the other teams, like, kind of intimidate them. So, yeah.
And, Arby, the timeouts at the state tournament are longer. So there's a couple of times. I know the first time out, you guys broke the huddle, and all of a sudden the officials are pushing you back into the huddle, so you got more time with Teak.
Yeah. I lose my breath a lot because I'm not, like, really in shape.
I like how you put your clothes around that.
But ever since seventh grade when Terry gave me my nickname, Roop, whenever I get announced, everyone thinks that they're, like, people that don't know what they're saying think they're saying boo, but they're actually saying Roop. So I just, like, at first I didn't get it. I was like, why are they booing me? I didn't even do anything. And then now that I know what they're saying, it just, to be remembered as a Lady Topper and a Lady Dragon, it just, I love it. Basketball was a huge part of my life, and I'm going to miss it.
So our fan section compared to the Chicago Marshall fan section was pretty cool because you look over there, there's no one there, and then you look over at ours, and it's just all orange. Everyone's cheering. You have to get real close to Teak in the timeouts because you couldn't hear a word he was saying because our student section was just going crazy because I think we were up by that point. And it was just really cool to have, like, our whole community up there driving so far.
Yeah, definitely in the first Marshall game, as soon as we came out, we looked to the left and we were like, oh no, no one's here, because Marshall had no fans. And then we ran out of the tunnel and our whole section was packed. And then at the sectional game, people had to stand, there weren't enough seats. Our student section was amazing. And that's one of the things I love about a small town, is because the community always supports you. So, yeah.
Now, there was kids sitting in the windowsills at the top of the Hillsborough gym on those sectional games.
I think that, like, our fan section has been amazing all throughout postseason, especially up at Redbird Arena. It was just crazy that everyone drove up there just to see us play.
Speaking of our student section, like, they wowed me because at the beginning of the season, like, there was kids there, but, like, not that many. But they, like, came out with theme nights, and, like, that made it really cool. And coming into the sectional game, just seeing all of them there was absolutely amazing. Like, some kids, like, you looked up there, and I'm like, I've never seen you here before, but I love the support that you came out to see us. Like, there was so much talk at school, especially, like, having people come down. And I remember there was a big talk because Greenville kids were making up this whole thing that they were going to come to our school and, like, take over, like, our parking lot. And I remember after school driving past because I had to go somewhere, and I looked, and there was a whole bunch of blue in our parking lot. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, they actually came. And then we had to go to the gym early. And I remember, like, being at the gym at, like, 4:30 or, like, 5, and they're, like, the crowds were already filling up, and the game wasn't until 7. And that was absolutely crazy. And then during the game, like, there was people sitting on the floor, like, in the band section. Like, there's, like, usually no one up there, but there's, like, people in the band section, and there was just kids everywhere. Like, it was so crazy to see how many people just came out to support us, and it was really cool.
And see, I mean, I know you commented to me at the state tournament that you didn't even really hear much of what was going on just because you were so focused. Did that also apply at Hillsborough when there was a mass of humanity in there?
I think it's a little bit different because they are closer to us. I don't know if you noticed, but we all kind of learned a little bit of sign language because we couldn't hear anybody. But so about our stands were filled about 90 minutes before our home game at sectionals, and I put my water bottle upstairs. So I was going to go get a drink, and I just walk across our student section. Like, I was trying not to, like, make a big scene because, like, we're not supposed to be up there. And everyone just starts standing up and screaming and yelling, and I was like, oh, no.
Well, yeah, I was getting ready for the broadcast, and I heard that ruckus. Like, what is going on over there? And then I look over, and like, oh, there goes Sammy.
But it was just amazing to see, all of my teachers, all of my neighbors, all of our students. And, there's a bunch of people that are, posting pictures on, social media and stuff, and they're hashtagging it best student section in the SCC, which I 100% agree with that.
Yeah, they were remarkable the entire postseason run. And, I don't know if there was 1,500 people there, 1,600 people, I don't know. But 5-10 years from now, there's going to be 5,000 people that were out
there. Yeah.
So you guys wanted to talk a little bit about the hotel. So I don't know who wants to talk, if you all want to talk about it or what in the world went on there, but now I'm sort of intrigued.
I just want to say this is a bad idea.
Uh-oh. Now I'm really intrigued.
The hotel was one of the best parts of the state trip because it was just a lot of, bonding time for us, and it was so much fun, and I feel bad for the people that were on the same floor as us because, or under us, because they probably did not get a lot of sleep, but we have a speaker. Her name's Penelope, and she comes to every single game with us this year, and we always play songs to get us hyped up, and we had Penelope on in the hotel room, so I'm sure people didn't appreciate that either. But one story I want to say from the hotel room is Nakiah was jumping on the bed, and she was on one bed. She was going to jump onto the other bed. She did a front flip. And then she overpowered it and slammed her head against the wall and then slid down the wall, and it looked like a bug just hit a windshield.
Peek, is this the first time you're hearing this?
No, I heard it earlier.
I think everyone's words were like, oh, don't tell Teak until after our game. We can't get her hurt before our game. So we told her she had to reenact it after our game Saturday. That way, she wouldn't get hurt for any games.
I just wanted to say that before she did her front flip, I said, as long as you don't hit the wall. And it was too late for that because it felt like immediately afterwards she just did the flip and smacked right into the wall and slid down. And I was like, Nakiah, you even hit the thermostat. And she goes, I did not. I did this. And she stuck her hand right on the thermostat. And I'm like, you're touching the thermostat right now. What are you doing?
Now, Nakiah, was there any point where you were in the middle of that flip and thought, uh-oh, I've gone too far?
Well, as soon as I jumped from one bed and I started going, I was like, it's over. This is not going to go well.
Oh, man.
So I, unfortunately, was in the adjoining room from that, and I was trying to sleep. So I wake up the next morning, and Nakiah's, walking into our room, dude, I need to brush my teeth. And I look at her face, and she has this huge, black mark on her eye. I was like, did you give yourself a black eye? And then they started showing me the videos. I was like, oh, that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, of course someone got it on video. It is 2019. Epic. Right. But, I was telling some of you guys this throughout the week, that what you're going to remember, the games, yes, but those types of things right there, the Thursday, the practice, as the years go by, that's what you guys are really going to remember.
Honestly, I think I have about 300 videos saved in my memories now.
So on that last night, on Saturday, after the game, everyone was sad, because we didn't get what we wanted to get. And we're all like, oh yeah, we're gonna stay up really late and we're gonna all party. So we go to my room, which ended up going to Sammy, Kylie, and Sheridan's room. And Penelope, I had her hooked up because Aubrey was doing who knows what. And sitting there playing music, everyone comes in there, we're having fun. At 10 o'clock, people start leaving. I was like, what are we doing here, So I'm just sitting in there. I sat in there till after 1, sitting in a chair, just playing music, pretty loud. So there's people around that I know that definitely could hear it. And then the day before, when we were sleeping, there's screaming and yelling out from the hall. I'm like, I don't know what this is. So then I wake up, go to meet my team, and Jade comes up. She's like, guys, you never believe what happened. We're like, what? She's like, those little kids that were screaming? We're like, yeah. she's like, well, Sheridan went out in the hall, and because she heard her dad go, I don't know if you guys can handle staying in a hotel anymore. She goes, yeah, they can't. They're too loud.
Talking with the Lady Hilltoppers here on Sports Saturday. We need one more break. We're back with Hillsboro following these messages on WQSMI.
Off the gate, Scroggins. Back out to the point is Samantha Meduse. Sam fires the ball off to the right side to Lyre. Coach Ferguson's in. Sheridan, Lyrela. Dragons with the basketball. Here's Lyrela driving in. Dumps the ball off into the corner. Here's Meduse into the front court for the Dragons. Around to Kylie Meyer. Into the corner to Rupert. Aubrey, your shot. Good!
Blast from the past, the junior high days for the senior group and Samantha Meduse. Yeah.
Seriously, come on.
I didn't yeah. say it.
Yes, you did.
Oh.
No, that was me. Oh. That was me. I'm sorry.
So, Sammy, you have to get going here shortly, but just kind of your final thoughts, anything you want to talk about?
Well, I guess my final goodbye would be I'm honored to have played for Hillsboro for the last 4 years, and it's been a blast playing with all of these ladies. Or most of them are my best friends, and we obviously hang out a lot. But I'm proud to be a topper, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Awesome, and it was a perfect way for it to end at Redbird Arena.
Yes, it was.
All right, Sammy, thank you so much for coming in. Now, if you can extricate yourself from this room and get out, good luck to you. I had to do it earlier. It was not an easy endeavor.
No,
Aubrey, you got to go too?
Yep.
Okay, final thoughts.
I loved playing with all of you guys, and ever since third grade, I played with these four people, and I wouldn't want to play on any other basketball team, honestly.
Awesome. It was fun to watch you play. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
All right. Sammy and Roop out.
Thanks, ladies.
So I remember on Wednesday we had practice, and Teek started going through this whole spiel on what's going over this weekend and, like, getting us ready. And he's giving us all this information. And I'm like, is this really going to happen this weekend, like, all this stuff? And then I remember he was like, make sure you bring money for all the food and everything. And so we get to our first meal. He's like, oh, the school's paying for it. And we all of us look at each other like, sweet. So we're like, we need this. We need the appetizer. We have an entree. We have dessert. We all getting sodas. Like, that was probably one of the funniest things. And then, like, every other meal, he was like, yep, school's paying for it. So we just went ham on getting, like, as much food as we wanted to. And I remember coming back on Sunday, and I'm like, man, I ate way too much this weekend. Like, I don't know how much I ate, but I was like, in a food coma for, it felt like Thanksgiving, like, all over again for how much food that we ate.
Steaks for everyone.
So, I agree with Haley. We did rack up a lot of money there. But I want to talk about the breakfast in the morning, because it's like we all woke up and we're all together and it was a lot of fun. But I felt bad on, I think it was Saturday morning, because that was the day after we lost to Marshall and we're all sitting there. And all the Marshall players walk in. And so we all get up and we are, like, getting our food, come back. And the waitress, not the waitress, but, like, the person who helps us, they were like, can you get me oatmeal? And the lady would go, and then she'd come back, give them oatmeal. And then they'd be like, no, like, I wanted this. And they're being really disrespectful. So I felt really bad for the waitress.
Yeah, it was like a full service breakfast in there.
One of my favorite parts was definitely the food, because, you know, the school paid for, like, all of it. So here I am getting food that costs about $30 a piece, you know, no big deal. And then whenever we're sitting, like, with the other teams, you know, in the banquet, we're all sitting there. And then we all look over at Aubrey, and they left these headbands down there. And she puts it over her eyes where her nose is up like a pig. And we all look over at her. She goes, is it time to eat yet? And we're all like, what?
Okay, so I'm going to elaborate kind of what Claire was talking about. So after we had just lost to Chicago Marshall, most of the team had slept in, and Sammy and I were more of the early risers, so we were up before everyone, and I was kind of, like, hungry and just still upset about the previous game. And so I was like, all right, let's just go downstairs, get some breakfast, just have, like, a chill morning, and I'll be fine, get ready for tonight's game, get pumped up, like, we got this.
So we go downstairs to get breakfast, and there is nowhere to sit. Like, everyone seemed like they were in Doubletree Hotel, like, eating at every table. And we're like, what are we going to do? Like, stand up and eat? Go eat in the lobby? So we, like, went over to the lobby. The lobby was filled with just people eating in there. So we were literally just spinning in circles, and this couple was sitting on, like, a bench in there. And they're like, hey, you know they have, like, extra seating rooms off down this hallway if you want to go sit in there. And I was like, oh, perfect. So we went in the extra seating room, and then Claire's parents were sitting in there, and we just joined them, and it was like a quiet little space to ourselves, and we were just like talking about what had happened. And then one of the workers at Doubletree just goes, here, you guys can come sit in here. So I turn around and look, and it's the Chicago Marshall girls, and she just leads them right into the room. So it's a whole table of Chicago Marshall girls and then like a few of us, and I was like, great, that's exactly how I wanted to start my morning, just a reminder of last night. But I was like, oh, well, just get over it.
And talk a little bit, Teague, if you want, about that Marshall game, because that was a heartbreaking loss, because you guys led for over 28 minutes, didn't trail until the fourth quarter. So, I mean, it just being there, it felt like you guys had that game.
Yeah, we had played really well. We played the pace that we wanted to play at for the first half, and then they have a pedigree. I mean, they aren't going to fold, and they kept coming at us, and we just seemed to be able to withstand it for a while. They took a lead, and then Aubrey hit a shot and put us back in the lead, and then it just seemed like we got down to the other end of the floor, and they get a three-point play. They hit a three-pointer, and next thing you know, you look up, and we're down five. And it just happened with about 3 minutes left, all in about a 30-second trip, and then we're playing catch-up, and it didn't work out for us. But I was really proud of the way the girls played to go up there. A lot of people thought we were going to go up there, and Marshall was just going to have their way with us and stuff. But, I mean, if you look at the state championship game, it was really about a mirror image of the same thing that happened to us with them and T-Town. T-Town was leading the whole way, and then in the fourth quarter, they came back and got it at the end. So both games were very, very similar to one another.
Yeah, I was torn there because, you know, I wanted to see Totopoulos win, but as Marshall was coming back, I had the same thought, like, wait a minute, this is what they did to Hillsborough. So if they do the same thing to Totopoulos, it doesn't make you feel better necessarily, but it kind of just puts into perspective what Chicago Marshall's capable of.
Yeah, I mean, they've got a couple girls that shoot the ball well. Zanotti, something like that. she hit big threes in both games. And they're just so athletic and quick, and they can put pressure on you. And then they rotated different people on Sammy, and Sammy wore out in the late in the game and stuff. And they're just a really difficult team to play.
Guys, we're running out of time here, so we go around the table here. Just final thoughts, anything you want to talk about here about your season, about your high school career, whatever you want to go with.
I just want to say thank you again to all of our fans who have came and supported us along the way. They were a big impact for all of us, I think we can say. And I just want to say thank you guys for an amazing season. I loved playing with all of you, and thank you, Teague, for making it enjoyable for me. It'll be something I'll never forget as I move on to college. And, yeah, just I'm blessed to have the opportunities that I've gotten and been through the things that I've been through with this team.
It's been such an emotional ride for me. I'm pretty sure I cried like 5 times when we were up there because I just don't want it to end. And, like, playing with the seniors since third grade, we've had so many memories and so many accomplishments together. And the amount of support we received throughout all of these years from the community is incredible. And there's so many people I want to thank, but I do not have time for that. And there's just so many people that were there supporting us, our parents, for all their time, a lot of time, and money, and just taking us to our games, always coming to our games. If you came to any of our games from third grade to now, you would see our parents in the crowds, and they were there for every single game. So I just want to say thank you to them, and thank you to the community for all the support, and also to my teammates for making this an incredible season that I will definitely never forget.
I just want to say thank you to the community and thank you to my teammates, my parents, everyone who supported us along the way, whether you were at one game or every single game. Like, we notice how many more people or how many less people have been there. It's just really nice to see the community come behind us. It's been one heck of a ride with these ladies, and I can't imagine, like, anything better on my senior year. I know we lost at State, but our last game, definitely we didn't fold in the fourth quarter. We definitely tried to come back, and we got a little spark under us. And that's what's going to be noticed, not that we lost the game, that we tried and we fought and we tried to come back in the fourth quarter. So I just want to say one more thank you to the community, the fans, everyone behind us, and thank you, ladies, for making it a great season.
Well said. And now the four ladies left still have more basketball to play for the Toppers.
I definitely want to give a big thanks to our seniors for helping us get as far as we did, because that was just a crazy experience. Like, you know, if we never get there again, at least we can say that we've been there once. And also a big shout out to the community for coming out to our games, and our student sections have been just crazy throughout the whole year. And it's just so crazy to, like, know that you have, like, that much support behind you.
I want to say thank you to the community, because they really supported us. And to my five seniors, I will never forget the 2 years I spent with you guys. You really impacted my basketball career, and I hope next year we can get here too. So let's work hard over the summer.
Nice. I want to say a huge thank you to the community for supporting us throughout the entire season, and to my teammates for a great season, and the five seniors, because it won't be the same without you next year.
I just want to say a big thanks, like, to our seniors especially. Personally, I've gotten so close with all of them, and I'm going to be so sad to see them leave. And I know next year is going to be a little different, because it was mainly them that, like, got to play and everything. But I hope that we are, like, can be as good as, like, what we were this year. And, like, we're going to have to work hard to be, like, get back to where we were, especially losing, like, five people who, like, played a lot. So can't wait for next season.
Teek, just kind of put a ball in this whole thing.
Well, I'd like to thank all these young ladies for as hard as they worked from day one. Everybody with the team was kind of unhappy with last year and the way it ended, and I think they put their mind to it that this year it wasn't going to be the same way, and we came out, and after a couple tough losses to Civic Memorial and then Rochester, we went on a great run throughout the rest of the year and played terrific and beat some really good teams along the way. So I'd like to really thank the ladies for all the hard work they put in, and the seniors for 4 years of the hard work. We're going to miss you guys, and we've appreciated everything you've done. And then one last thing I'd like to do here, we had a couple extra medals, and we would like to present Tim and Terry with a medal from this weekend for everything that you've done for us and for sports in the community. So we'd like to thank you guys, too.
That's awesome. Thank you very much. Thank you, ladies. This is pretty cool. I got to hold the trophy on Sunday. Now I get a medal. Winning. Take us home.
Well, that's going to do it. Ladies, thank you so much. You've been a great representation of our community and our listening area, and we appreciate everything that you've done. And 25 years from now, it's going to be even sweeter. Trust me, it really is. That's going to do it for Sports Saturday. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to WSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, and Greenville, your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois. And have a great sporting weekend.